The Essence Music Festival starts Friday in New Orleans. Last year, it brought nearly a quarter of a million tourists to the city. New Orleans leaders hope to draw that kind of turnout again this year. But lately, allegations of discrimination in the city's famous French Quarter have led to uneasy race relations in the Big Easy for tourists and for locals. From member station WWNO, Susan Rosegen reports on one local response.
At 10 a.m. Saturday, in the sweltering summer heat, about 300 people gathered across from New Orleans City Hall and started to walk. They were heading for Bourbon Street in the French Quarter, about a mile away, led by New Orleans NAACP President Anatis King.
I feel encouraged. Feel encouraged by the turnout. Feel encouraged by the spirit that's letting me see that people are working together to end the racism and discrimination in this city.
The NAACP had been organizing this march for a couple of weeks, but the story really began last New Year's Eve. That's when LaVon Jones, a black Georgia college student, died after a struggle with three white bouncers outside Razoo, a popular Bourbon Street bar. The NAACP and many people in the city were outraged by the death and by the charge that Jones had been turned away from the club because he didn't meet the dress code, something critics said was just a ploy to keep blacks out. This past week, the bouncers and a manager pled not guilty to manslaughter. But Jones' death has led to broader charges of racism. The city recently conducted an undercover investigation in Bourbon Street bars. It found that bouncers hassle black customers more often about dress codes, and bartenders charge blacks more for drinks. The day before the march, the NAACP met with city officials to address the allegations. But French Quarter Business Association President Sal Sinceri believes there was no need to march.
I think it's a shame that the NAACP has to sensationalize this issue in saying that it is all racism in the French Quarter, and that is not the case.
Not many people are in the French Quarter on a Saturday morning, and as the marchers began to head down Bourbon Street, only a handful of tourists were there to watch. Most stood on the corners taking pictures and sipping daiquiris from plastic go-cups. The marchers had planned to stop at Razoo, where LaVon Jones was killed, place a small wooden cross, and say a prayer. But another group of protesters was already there.
No justice, no peace! No justice, no peace!
Half a dozen people seeking a more extreme solution, they want to shut Razoo down, altered the plan. Local NAACP President Donatus King.
Every night we're saying a prayer at the spot where LaVon Jones was killed. The people that you see there have been picketing Razoo's.
Those picketers have targeted the club off and on since Jones' death, and they contended the larger march was pointless. But Georgia Noon, a national NAACP leader, said it is important to raise the broader issue of discrimination.
The South generally is a lot more tolerant as far as racism is concerned because it's rooted here. And so we know that if it's a boiling point here, what it must be like in the rest of the country. So we can't afford to ignore it any longer.
New Orleans city leaders have promised a second undercover investigation on Bourbon Street, this time with the threat that any bar that discriminates against customers will be fined or forced to close. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosegen in New Orleans.